Hello everyone, Orlando here, and today I sat down with Lionel Maja, my proud jiu-jitsu coach here at Tibiro Jiu-Jitsu North Texas in Funky Town, that's Fort Worth, Texas. And we just got to know Leo a little bit more. We had some good feedback after the first show, and where we introduced Lionel to you all. And I think we're going to try to do this every 4 to 6 weeks. The guy is just really interesting. It's more than just jiu-jitsu. It's about life to him. This is his life. And we just got to know him a little more, how he got into jiu-jitsu, why he got into jiu-jitsu, and why he's just such a good man. And it was really interesting talking to him. I'm excited to continue this conversation over the weeks and months because I think he has a lot to offer to a lot of people. So we hope you enjoy it. If you've ever thought about jiu-jitsu and you're in the area, please come check out the school and let them know you're here because you heard it on the podcast. They'll get you hooked up with a good free week worth of classes or whatever it is to make sure that you enjoy it before you invest too much time and money. If you're anywhere else in the country or the world for that matter, find a jiu-jitsu school near you and check it out. It's hard, but anybody can do it. It doesn't matter your age. If you have any athletic background, martial arts background, jiu-jitsu is really a lifelong sport that you can practice, and you can do it healthily and enjoy it. So we hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for listening. Let us know what you think. And here he is again, Lionel Maja. Okay, and we are now recording. Hello, everybody. This is Orlando here with the On Cue Podcast, and I am once again here with, I can proudly say now, my jiu-jitsu coach, although I've been out for a little while, but still, Lionel Maja. You all enjoyed the first podcast that we did with him here at Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu, North Texas, and a lot of people asking when we would do another one. And so we've made some time. We're going to sit down today. First, welcome, Lionel. Thank you for making time for us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity again, bro. I really, really appreciate the opportunity. I love to talk, and I love talking about the family. I love talking about the jiu-jitsu. I love to talk. In real, I'm talking a lot, so it's a good opportunity for me.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, bro.
And, you know, we were just talking briefly before we started, and I have noticed, I haven't seen you in a little while because I didn't come to class in September, and it's amazing. You mentioned it, but, you know, the first time some people said there was a little bit of a language barrier.
Yeah.
People who don't come to class, just other listeners.
Yes.
But now I've already noticed your English, man. It's every week. It's just getting better and better. So I think that's very exciting.
Thank you so much, my brother. I really appreciate it. I need a lot learning English because it's my job now. So I really need this. I'm studying. I'm practicing. My son helped me a lot. And my son talking to me the last time in the night because I'm start to pray in English for training these two, and the moment pray for my son in the moment Moisés is sleeping, hey dad, you don't need to pray in English, your English it's good, it's growing, but I'm trying to pray in English because I'm training too, so I need to grow in my English. Yes, but you grow in the school, I'm growing the school, but I need growing in everything, so I'm try a lot.
Well, it's
my
obvious.
English it's growing, but my worry now is grammar. Is because I need growing, but I'm happy.
Right, your vocabulary is growing, and now you want to work on the grammar and everything else, the proper pronunciation.
Yes, for sure. I try a lot.
Well, look, man, it's obvious you're spending time and educating yourself, and you're really making an effort. You know, there's lot of people that don't care; they just if it happens, it happens. But you're making an effort. So, listen, today I think from the feedback we got, and you and I just chatted a bit, but from the feedback we got from listeners. We're going to talk a little bit about Lionel's history as far as jiu-jitsu goes. So clearly now we've all established where you're at now and how respected you are in jiu-jitsu, in the jiu-jitsu world as a martial artist. But I think it would be really great to talk about why you got into jiu-jitsu and how you got into jiu-jitsu. And so, in no particular order, maybe just let everybody know the history, how old you were and back home in Brazil, and how your journey with jiu-jitsu began.
Yes, I love to talk about this jiu-jitsu and my history in jiu-jitsu. In Rio, I'm starting my jiu-jitsu and judo. I'm starting, I love to fight in ground, techniques to ground, grappling. But I'm starting judo because I am one kid cry a lot. It's a crybaby kid. Yeah. So my father don't understand this, man. You are so strong. Why you cry a lot, man? You need stop this. And I'm play soccer in one school soccer in Brazil. But my father, no, you don't play soccer more. You go to judo. I'm putting you in judo because I have one school in judo, the same place. And now I'm putting you in judo. Man, I remember my first class in judo. My father, I have 7 years old in the time. And my father, sit down over the knees. Look this, you need follow everybody. And my father talking to me and my sensei judo Silvio, talking to me. No problem. Relax. I'm teaching you. I'm teaching with Leonel about the new modes, the new postures. Relax, father. Relax, father. So my father, that's okay. That's okay. And put me, man. The first time one guy taken down the first day, I'm crying again. My father, look, I don't believe this. You cry again. Yes, but I'm full. But no cry, man. And I'm growing in age. I'm growing judo. I fought a lot of tournaments judo, and I'm growing. And in the moment I have a 16 years old. Okay. It's correct, my English?
So yes. You started judo when you were 7.
7 years old.
Okay, and 16 you
16
started
and
jiu-jitsu.
Old. I'm go to the camp, the church camp. Uh-huh. And one friend is a white belt judo. In the time, I am a purple belt judo. No, it's a white belt jiu-jitsu, and I'm a purple belt judo.
Okay.
So my friend talking to me, hey, play with me here, and just fun, that's okay, and play, yes, but no taking down, because I don't know taking down, just ground techniques, that's okay. And man, that day, my friend white belt submission me 3 or 4 times in 10 minutes.
Wow.
And man, this is crazy, I'm a purple belt, I'm training ground every day, I don't understand this, and I'm competing, but my techniques, it's yes, but your techniques, it's taking down. You training few in ground. I'm training a lot in ground. Yes, but you white belt. In that day, finish the camp, I'm looking for one academy jiu-jitsu, and I'm starting jiu-jitsu around 16 and 17 years old. Okay. But my background in judo make me growing so fast in jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
And I'm growing in 8 years, 8 years and a half, around 9 years, I'm get my black belt.
Wow.
Jiu-jitsu. But I no have time to train the both, judo and jiu-jitsu. And I'm stopped judo, but I love judo because it's complete my play in jiu-jitsu. So I'm training judo with my friends, with now in US, Arthur helped me a lot about my takedowns and fix my details in my takedowns. But I love judo yet, but my jiu-jitsu is make a part of my life now.
Right.
Yes,
right.
And there are two I have for arriving in new friends, my work, my life.
So, it's okay.
That's okay.
So, let's, for the people listening who are not familiar with the difference between judo and jiu-jitsu. So, we got good feedback. Everybody at the school, other people who practice jiu-jitsu listened to the last podcast. Mm-hmm. But we also had people listen who just listen because I've talked about you and they're interested in the podcast. So, let's first talk about the difference between judo and jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
Because it's similar, but
yes,
different.
It's so similar, but different. Look, the judo, in general, usually, the judo is the end in the taking down.
Okay.
And usually, the taking down is just 1-2 in jiu-jitsu. For example, if I get one beautiful taking down in you, in judo, you drop it back on the ground, is a ippon, finish the fighting, is a perfect taking down.
Okay.
Yes, if you fall side, is a vazari, two vazaris, one ippon, and stop the fighting.
Okay.
In jiu-jitsu, I'm make one taking down in you, you drop it or back or side or doesn't matter, and you control you is just 2 points.
Right.
So the fight continue on the ground. In judo, the fight continue on the ground too, depend the form you fall. But it's little seconds. If you have a good attack, the referee continue the fight. If you don't have a real danger attack, you stop the fight and start in stand up again.
Mm-hmm. So
but
that's
the difference is basically this.
And jiu-jitsu, you continue going until the end of the match. You continue scoring points or submission.
Yeah.
And judo, depending on how the takedown goes, kind of depending on how the action is going, depends on how long they allow it to continue.
Yes, and usually is this, because I need talking about this hours, but right. In small test, yes, is this. Yes.
So the other thing that I think would be interesting to talk about is, again, in general,
mm-hmm.
I was just talking to Nicole recently, explaining to her a little more about jiu-jitsu, and a lot of people always ask
mm-hmm.
About the belts. Okay, so because karate is different, taekwondo is different, jiu-jitsu is different. So you have white belt, blue belt, purple belt, brown belt, black belt, mm-hmm. and jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And typically, and correct me if I'm wrong, please, but typically if you train regularly,
mm-hmm.
Every week, 4 or 5 days a week, about 10 years, if you stick with it, to get to black belt, it takes it. Everyone's different. For sometimes it takes people longer. Sometimes, like you, about 8 years. My guess is you were training what, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, every day. How often were you training at 16 years old when you started jiu-jitsu?
Yes, jiu-jitsu is one martial art. If you get the belts in long time, especially if you are adult, because you stay, for example, 1 year around, 1 year and a half around, is not mandatory. It's, it have a mandatory too, because federations, for example, IBJJF make this, but around 1 year and a half in white belt, 1 year and a half in white belt. In general, have exceptions, but in general, if you adult, you get the blue belt. But have exceptions. Blue belt, you make 2 years. Purple belt is impossible. You stay 2 years. So, in white belt, blue and purple belt, you have around 6 years, 5 years and a half, 6 years. In brown belt, and 1 year is mandatory. Mm. 1 year is mandatory. So, if you stay 6 years and a half, but in usually, you stay 2 years in brown belt.
Okay.
So you grow into 7 years and a half, 6 years and a half. And usually, if you train and no stop in 80 years, you get the black belt.
Okay.
7 years and a half and 80 years, you get the black belt. If you respect all the belts
properly.
Yes, you get the black belt in 7 years and a half, 80 years. In usually 80 years,
okay,
you get the black belt. So it's long time, but you stay prepared a lot. Yes, it's different than the other martial arts. For example, no, I'm not talking about the names of the other martial arts. I'm respect a lot. And I have students, the other martial arts too. And just different methodology.
Right.
Yeah. I really believe in the mind one professor. I'm respect. Sometimes I'm no agree. The mind the other's teacher in martial arts. But I'm in respect. Because the guy is not crazy and need prepare his students too. So if you other teacher think your student his student stay ready for get the black belt in 4 years, that's okay. In jiu-jitsu, I know people get the black belt in 4 years. Wow. In 5 years. But today is impossible because the federations block this. For example, if you make a register in one tournament, purple belt in 7 or 6 months more, you get the new registration in brown belt, no, block your registration. And you need fix the time for, hey, how long time? No, because you stay in purple belt that date at that date. So you need fix the details. If you no respect the time, block your register. And you fight in the others federations. But the principal federation is IBJJF.
Right. And so for those of you listening, IBJJF,
yes.
International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Federation.
Yes.
And I believe it was created for this reason, correct? It was where, because there's so many, Jiu-Jitsu grew very fast, in particular the last 10 years, but probably the last, probably the last 10 years, 15 years, right? But the IBJJF helps for this reason, to keep everything, because maybe your school is one way, another school is another way, another school, but to at least keep everybody somewhat on the same level as far as promotions and competing. And that way, when you compete, because unfortunately, you know this, I know this, unfortunately, there are people out there, not a lot of people, but there are people who will go and compete. Maybe down a class. Maybe they're better than they're letting on, and they compete with people who are not as good or not as much time.
Yes.
Or it also protects people who they say, "Oh, I've been doing this for 2 years and I'm a brown belt," and they go and compete as a brown belt, and it's bad for them. So the IBJJF prevents that from happening. It provides some type of uniformity for everyone to be on the same field of play, if you will. Is that right?
Yes. I think IBJJF is put this, and in the time, make this the more strong federation around the other federations. Have other tournaments and other federations good too. And I in real, I don't like the, I don't know the name of this in English, Monopol. I don't like this just IBJJF, And but in Rio, everybody follow the IBJJF because are biggest. For example, my titles. I have titles a lot in IBJJF, a lot of opens. I'm fighting a lot of tournaments in IBJJF. I have titles in IBJJF, but my biggest titles is not IBJJF. For example, my world tournament is a different federations. I am a Brazilian champion. I am a world champion. I am a South America champion. But in other federations, in IBJJF is more hard tournament.
Okay.
Maybe more hard
competition
is more stronger, more have names, biggest names than the other federations.
Okay.
But sometimes you fight in the other federations because the opportunity.
I see.
For example, I have an opportunity to fight in world tournaments in US, but it's not common. It's not usually in my country.
Okay.
Because my country is not rich country. It's not, I'm fighting here in US because my results, my rank, my tournament champion make me good rank for stay in US, and government pay my ticket for stay in US fighting and back.
Okay.
And this I'm start to fight in biggest tournaments because the government have one program in Brasilia, capital Brazil.
Okay.
For if I have good rank, you fight in international tournaments and pay this. Sometimes is a crazy ticket, but it's a gift. So
right.
I'm no talk. No, the ticket is so bad because I'm traveled 24, 25 hours fighting and back. Yes, usually I'm fighting in world tournament in 2013. I'm a travel 26 hours.
Wow.
And
here in the States?
For come US, yes. And fighting, I'm arrived Friday morning, sleeping all the morning, go to a stadium noontime.
Okay.
Fighting 4 p.m., fighting so bad because I'm tired a lot.
Right.
Go back in the 19 for the hotel.
Okay.
And Saturday morning, go to the Brazil again. Go Saturday morning or Sunday morning, I'm going to back to Brazil. Man,
so 26 hours
I'm arriving in Brazil, wow. In my home. I'm sleeping 2 days.
All right.
Because I'm so tired. So tired.
So you spent so over 50 hours.
So these are not good tickets, but...
But you had to do it, yeah.
Yes. It's the possibility I have this, so I'm fighting. But I'm prepared the other forms. I'm fighting one South America tournament one time. I'm travel 22 hours for bus and back 24 hours, but again.
Wow.
So... But I make 4 fights in South America tournament. Mm. So it's crazy. But I'm respect IBJJF a lot because, man, it's so professional. It's different than the other organizations in Rio.
Okay.
It's a extrudery and organization and referees. No referee. Referees, it's good in the other federations too. But for example, my title, world champion, in Brazil is probably for example my world title is the other federation in Brazil. I make 4 fightings in that world tournament.
Okay.
In IBJJF in my weight you need make today's around 4 maybe 5 fighters.
Okay.
Fight. You need make 4 or 5 fights.
Mm-hmm.
For champion. So my title in Brazil, I respect my title a lot because I know the fightings I make.
Right.
Do you know? So have the other federations, but IBJJF is the biggest. It's
so
different.
So here's something that I'd like to chat with you about, just to get your opinion. I think I know, but just to hear it from somebody like you whose life is about jiu-jitsu and you're so very well respected. Here's something that I want to talk to you about. And
mm-hmm.
it's about me, maybe, but I recognize this over my years is, okay, where I started training. there was another school in the area.
Yeah.
And they would pump out, and this happens unfortunately, they would pump out, we call it like a belt factory, right? You go there, 3 months, oh, blue belt, and man, and people promote fast, whatever, for everybody.
Oh, yes.
Whatever
yes.
makes, whatever is fine, right?
Yeah.
Now you have the other side of it. And what I struggle maybe is I need to be more respectful of it. For instance, I've been training from the time I started till now, a long time. But there were years, and even since I've been here, I didn't come last month. I'm never consistent, right? Never mm-hmm. consistent.
Yeah.
And when I first started training, like crazy, 4 or 5 days a week, a couple months, and then a month off, or then I got hurt, year off. You know, when I came here, I was a four-stripe white belt. And mm-hmm. on my first day of class, one of my stripes fell off.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't trained in 4 years, right? And I'm still a white belt. It doesn't bother me personally.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me. I don't, the way maybe the people who I first started training with just taught me, who cares about the belt? It's not about the belt. It'll happen. If you get a belt, cool. If you don't, and me personally, maybe I'm, because I do this for fun and for education. Would I love to one day have a lot of color? Sure, but I know that I don't give it enough time and energy to worry about that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
At the same time, I don't want to be disrespectful because, for instance, even though I haven't been training for a while, I still have enough training and experience that if I roll with someone who's new, yeah, we're both a white belt, but it's almost on, I feel a little, I don't want to be lying or cheating, right? Mm-hmm. And my stripe, I remember I asked you, I didn't know you at all, I just, first day here,
mm-hmm.
and my stripe fell off, my fourth stripe, and I said, hey, should I put that, it fell off, I should probably put it back on. You said, it's your promotion is your promotion, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought to myself, I haven't trained in 4 years, I liked you. I'm going to be here. I'm going to leave it off. That way I can spend some time with you. And when the time comes, then I'll get that last stripe back on for my white belt under you before one day there's any more promotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way my mind worked. I didn't feel like I was cheating anybody. But how do you feel about people like me? Not me personally. I think we like
for
each
sure.
other. But in general, I've been around jiu-jitsu a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the amount of time I've been around jiu-jitsu, I've only been training for half of it, maybe.
Yes, I have a lot of forms to see this.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
For example, if you train one guy, the same me, my mind is an athlete.
Athlete?
Yes.
Okay.
I have one form to see this. If I'm training one guy, feel fun, stay in my environment, I have other form to see this.
Okay.
If I have one guy need activity and looking for one new activity for just play
hobby.
One new activity because
okay.
hobby, yes. Okay. I have the other form to see this.
Okay.
But sometimes the promotion is important for you.
Okay.
And I think promotion is good for stimulate
mm-hmm.
everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for stimulate everybody. But I'm stimulate one athlete with graduation in the tournament, no make a result, I make a mistake.
Okay.
If I bring new graduation, one guy evolve, but no evolve the same one athlete, I'm stimulation you. So in my mind, your last teacher think you already forget the promotion.
Mm.
You, what the name in English again? You
reach.
You reach this. Man, I'm no take it off this in your hands.
Right,
because
right.
you reach this.
Right.
Do you know?
I understand.
You reach this and you deserve this.
Right.
And I respect this a lot because, for example, you have two jobs.
Right.
I know the strong force you make for stay here 2 or 3 times for a week.
Right.
You escape one time your day for stay here and go back to work and no stay in the lunchtime with your family for stay here and train here. And I'm respected this a lot.
I understand. Thank you.
Do you know?
Yes, I understand.
So you or the other guy or doesn't matter. I'm respected this. I'm look the biggest strong strength you make for stay here. Mm. And I'm respected this a lot. So I am a teacher jiu-jitsu, but I'm prepare humans. Mm. Do you know?
Yes,
I'm prepare humans. You sometimes you a father. Sometimes the other guys is a father, two kids, three kids. Now you,
right.
two children's now.
Right, right.
So it's incredible because you have two jobs.
Yes.
You have two jobs. Now you have the second children. So you have your wife in the home. You have your own home. You have your life. So it's crazy, and I'm respected this a lot. So the guys talking to me about the graduation and promotions, man, it's enjoy the process, bro.
Right, right.
You reach this, hold on.
Right.
Because you deserve this. And I'm respected this a lot because you have your history. I have my history.
Right.
In a few minutes, I'm talking about the tournaments and the strong strength I make for fighting in my fault in my tournaments in my life. I know my history and I have a lot of friends have the same want the same me, but it's impossible because the history is different. Mm. It's a poor. History and no have opportunity to fight the same tournaments I'm fought no have the same opportunity, so I'm respect the history a lot. I have one non-profit social project in Brazil.
Okay.
I'm helping him a lot, my social project in Brazil. I bring the geese for a lot of kids and a lot of people in my social project in Brazil because no have money to pay one gi.
Right. So you provide these gis for everyone.
Yes, I sometimes have two or three kids, the same gi for the three brothers. Mm. Use the same gi and one training and pass the gi.
Wow.
Sweat. And use the same gi swear and pass the other.
Wow.
Swear. And my sponsor talking to me, Leonel, look, it's time to get the new gear for Nokia, man. My gi stay good. Give me three kids gi. And no, my, I am a sponsor, you. For, yes, I'm completely understand. But my gi is good. I'm use your name. I'm use your gi. I'm use everything. I'm use your brand. But give me, please, two or three gis kid. Because I have kids in my social project. No. In Brazil, it's different.
Right.
Man, in this make me respect a lot the history. Mm. So in graduations, I'm evaluate your life, your evolved jiu-jitsu, your state in jiu-jitsu, mm-hmm. But I need evaluable, it's correct?
Evaluate.
Yeah, I need evaluate. A lot of
everything.
Points.
Yeah,
everything.
That's
do you know? So yes. I'm respect your promotion because sometimes my history it's maybe more hard than your history, but everybody have one history.
Yeah.
And I'm respected this.
That's really cool to hear, and I think that's why your school is growing so fast is
for
because
sure.
of this. You know,
for sure.
I've trained with other people where they couldn't give a crap less, you know. Look,
yeah.
You're here for jiu-jitsu. That's all I care about. I don't, when you walk out the door, your life is your life. And other walks of life, too. You know, some people care about the task at hand, and that's it. Where for you, you're
yes.
taking the big picture and everything else involved. You know, it makes me think of, man, my mind is going... Mishihiro, the samurai, the
mm-hmm.
great samurai.
He wrote
the book is... the five, I keep wanting to say the six blades, the five, I just heard this on another podcast. Anyway, he was the great samurai, right?
Yeah,
sword
for sure.
Fighter. I believe he was 60-0 as a samurai, one-on-one sword fights, right? Japanese guy. But in order, he said, in order to be a good samurai, you also had to be good in calligraphy, and you also had to understand poetry. It wasn't just about fighting, because in order to be, I'm not saying this is the way it is, but it makes me think of this. In order to be a good samurai, your brain had to be open to other things, and you had to be a healthy human being. And so to hear you say that, that's what it brought to mind. Now I've got to look up the name to make sure I say the name right. But I think it's Michihiro. I can't remember the last name.
Yes.
But you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know, but I don't remember the name too.
Yes.
But because I never read that book, but I have friends talking about, so this is my mistake, because I need to read that book too.
Maybe we'll do it together.
Yes, my friends and my general talk about that book to me.
So back on the history, you brought up history and how much you respect history. And I know that's what we said. The conversation kind of evolved in a different direction. But back to the history. Let's talk about where you started training. Where you started at 16, or 16-ish, you 16 started training
years
jiu-jitsu.
Old. Yes, I'm starting jiu-jitsu because that reason I'm told you, my friend. Submission me three or four times in 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. My friends are white belt jiu-jitsu and I am a purple belt judo, and for no, I need to start this. And around 16, 17 years around, I'm starting jiu-jitsu. And
what's the name of the academy where you started?
Yes, BSB. Jiu-jitsu is an amazing school.
In Brasilia?
Yes.
Still there?
Yeah, still there.
Wow.
He's a good teacher. He's a physical education background teacher. Okay. He's a lawyer too. But that teacher, Lurangi, loved jiu-jitsu. Okay. And teaching jiu-jitsu for love, because he's a soldier, sergeant for police in Brazil. He's a lawyer and physical education. So he's a big background.
Wow.
But teaching jiu-jitsu because love jiu-jitsu. And I'm learning a lot, this guy. But his school is not biggest school in competition.
Okay.
School.
Okay.
It's a neighborhood school.
Understand.
It's really good school, but it's not biggest school traditional in competitions.
Right.
And my first world tournament in US is 2010. Is a biggest tournament in Long Beach, California. I make a surprise and look at this, man. It's so big, because the titles start to in my life. The titles, one more title, and one in 2010, I'm staying in world tournament.
Wow.
I look, this is a biggest stadium, is a Pyramid Stadium in Long Beach, California, and I'm look this, oh man, thank you God, because you're amazing. And this is emotion a lot, but I can see in the moment, I can see I need one big school.
Understand.
Yes.
So you trained, so.
And start to.
So you started here, BSB, from the beginning all the way until 2010.
Yes, I moved
Okay.
I moved that date and finished that date. And one more tournament, but that date, it's I'm putting my mind, I need one biggest school. And I'm talking my ex-teacher.
So you were black belt, so this was 2010, 9 years ago. So you were already black belt.
Yes, I'm a black belt, turned black belt in 2007.
Okay.
But I'm stud 2007. I'm finished my background I'm finished my stud in university.
Okay.
In physical education. In 2006 and post degree in 2009. So I'm a post degree in physiology and kinesiology.
Okay.
My university is a physical education, post degree in physiology and kinesiology. I'm complete my studies in 2009.
Okay.
But I'm getting my black belt in 2007.
Okay.
And
under the same professor, your teacher.
Everything
at BSB.
Is the same.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So in 2010. And finish my in the end my world tournament, I'm lose but I'm fighting good. I'm happy my result because I'm fighting good, but I'm decide, hey, I need one bigger school because I have chance. In my mind,
right.
I have chance.
Understand.
I have chance. So
you needed to be pushed a little more on the competitive
yes,
level.
Yes, yeah. I need push. I need pull my jiu-jitsu a little bit more.
Yes.
Pull my jiu-jitsu a little bit more. And in my mind, I can. So I move. In Brasilia capital, have one biggest athlete around the world. Is a Juquinha. Is Admilson Brits. Man, Juquinha is a 22 times Brazilian champion.
Wow.
Is a lot of world titles and a lot of opens around the world for IBJJF and a lot of other tournaments. Man, he's the biggest athlete that I know.
Okay.
Juquinha is a make a 11 years no lose.
Wow.
So incredible guy. So
is that where you started
yes,
training?
Yes, I move for that school.
Okay.
In that school, have a lot of world champions.
Okay.
Thiago Pereira, Diego Pereira, Luana Fiquene, Raul Gomes, Bernardo Campos, and no IBJJF, but I'm world champion too. So a lot of world champions, and Juquinha, in the same place.
Right.
So it's impossible your jiu-jitsu no growing.
Right.
Because incredible level jiu-jitsu
right.
in Juquinha. In the time, Juquinha is a Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu too.
Okay.
So I'm fighting today in Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu affiliate.
Okay.
And I'm fighting Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu affiliate. And I know Saulo and Xande is a owner the Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu. And Saulo received me so good too. And Xande received me so good too in his life
okay.
and his training. And I'm start to grow again.
Okay.
And I'm continue to grow. And my decide, so I'm decide to December 2017, I'm start my travel in US. And I'm visiting 29 states in US
mm-hmm.
and 6 states in Canada and make seminars a lot. And make seminars a lot around the U.S. and Canada, and growing my English. And November 2018, my family and I decide move for U.S.
Right.
Hey, stop the travel, stop the seminars because my son that moment studying homeschool with my wife. And decide for my son told me, Father, I love that life. I love the you happy in the seminars, you happy in travels, but I think I'm happy. I'm so sorry. I'm tired.
Right.
Yes, son, you tired? Yes, I need new friends, regular school.
Uh-huh.
I'm think. What do you think this? No, son. If you, I'm talking to my son. My son, if you think this, I think it's a moment to stop. And
that's amazing that Moises was able to have this
yes,
conversation.
Yes, because Moises have 7 years.
Yeah, he was young, 7 years
seven
old.
7 years, but my son is so maturity.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
yes.
So if my
mature.
Son talking this, I need listen.
Right.
I need listen because my son is so maturity.
Yeah,
and
that
my
says
wife
a lot about you because
this.
A lot of fathers would say, listen, thank you, son. Thanks for your input. But, you know, next time you're going to have input, I'll give it to you. I don't, you know, a lot of fathers
yes.
are this way.
Yes.
They say, okay, you're 7 years old. What the hell do you know? You know,
yes.
a lot of fathers this way. And the fact that your son first was mature enough to articulate his feelings and thoughts to you and your wife and say, hey, I'm ready to settle down, if you will, at
yes.
7 years old. And the fact that you respected your son.
I respected this, and I'm no stop because that reason.
Right.
But this is open my eyes.
Yes.
This is open my eyes. And I'm talking to Luciana, far to Moises. Moises go to the sleeping. I'm listening this. But I'm talking to Luciana, separate to Moises. Lu, what do you think? Moises, ela, and Luciana told me, I think I need to pay attention to these two.
Yes.
Because Moisés is so mature, is not decision, is not, no, this Moisés no decide this, but I'm pay attention. And Luciana, I'm talk to Luciana, what I think you tired too? Luciana told me in the time, Leo, I love this life. I love the new place, but I think I can continue with you, but I think is not good moment, economical moment in Brazil, in my business Brazil, not in my business, not good economical moment in Brazil.
Right.
I think it's a good, Luciana and I visited a lot of schools, so I understand better the my North American schools, jiu-jitsu and gym school, jiu-jitsu in America. So I think it's a good moment to stop and start to mount one school in America. Look, I and you visited 29 states in America. Look, that state is good, but my cousin live in Texas. In Texas, it's good too. So what do you think about the analysis, good place for living in Texas and looking for a good place? And I'm looking for, I and Luciana looking for a good place and find the Dallas, but no specific Dallas, specific Fort Worth. And Luciana and I love in the first time I'm stay here in Fort Worth and visiting, and in real, I'm feeling home here because I love the Texans people, my Texas people. I love the vibe Texas. I love the that environment in Texas, do you know?
Very family.
Very family. Yeah. I love this environment.
Right.
So I'm visiting the church here and I love the vibe, the environment in church here too. Man, I don't know. I'm feeling home in Texas, do you know?
Yeah,
the people receive me so good. So I feel so good in Texas. And I'm Luciana and I decided to stop here because Moisés is tired.
Right.
Luciana tired. Luciana told me I can continue, but I'm tired too. And I decided to stop here, and Luciana's cousin helped me about the new life here,
right,
and helped me a lot in whatever I need here in Texas. Luciana, Leonardo and Josana helped me a lot in my days. Hard days is new, in new job, new start,
new
life, new country, new language, new everything. Josana and Leonardo helped me and helped Luciana a lot living in Weatherford.
And this is her cousins you're referring to, these people?
Huh?
These people, you just said their name? It's
Luciana's cousin.
Okay.
Yes. Help me a lot and help Luciana a lot. Everything is new.
Right.
So everything is surprise. It's different culture,
right,
different people, different language, different rents, different everything is new.
Right.
I love this. I love, but it's different.
Right.
And that the moment I'm open my eyes, and open my mind to listen Moisés, this is make my family more strong.
Yeah.
This is make because now is usually in my house, Moisés, you help me. And Moisés have 80 years. And Moisés, yes, I'm happy. What do you think about your new new friends in the school? Oh, I like because this. And your new friends in jiu-jitsu, I like because this and this. No. So I'm all the time, I'm looking for with Moisés stay happy or no, Luciana stay happy or no. But it's fun to talk about this because yesterday I'm talking about this with Luciana. Luciana, you happy? Are you happy? And Luciana, yes, I'm happy. Luciana and I really, really believe in all the doors God opened for me and Moisés and Luciana, the tournaments, the team, the Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu, the every doors, all the doors God opened for me, bring me here. Bring me,
yeah,
it's correct?
That makes sense, yeah. Brings you to where you're at now. All the doors that he's opened for
and
you. Yeah.
I'm stay here because God opened a lot of doors for me. So I really, really believe I'm stay here because God's plan is not my plan. It's not my plan. I really, really want to stay here. But in my mind, it's a God's plan. It's not my plan.
Right.
And I'm follow the plan. I'm follow God's plan.
You know, I hear you talk about this a lot. And I try to get a lot of people to follow you on Instagram.
Yes, I love it.
And, you know, Nicole, it's funny because Nicole, she loves following you on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she just loves watching the kids. And, you know, it's working because I keep telling her, 5 more years and Eviana will be here, you know. And at first she's like, no, my daughter's not doing jiu-jitsu. Yeah. And now she watches you with the kids and she watches you with the adults. And you talk about this a lot, following the plan. And you just mentioned it about your life and your family and your belief in God.
Yes.
And it's his plan. But I've noticed that you also use the same, I guess,
It's okay.
You use the same, I don't know the right term, maybe the ideology in your jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you say it all the time, right?
Yes, bro.
Follow
yes.
the plan.
Because this is the direction of my life. If you can talk to me about this, it's impossible for me to separate. Because I'm talking about God all the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not separate this in my life. I can't.
Right.
I can't separate this. But that philosophy, real, make a part of my life. For example, follow the plan. I'm use this a lot because my background is a physical education. Okay. Pay attention. My background is a physical education. I have a plan to school. I have a methodology in my school. I follow the book, University of Jiu-Jitsu University. The book is Saulo Ribeiro's book, Jiu-Jitsu University. I follow that book. I have one plan to school. I prepare my classes. For example, I know what I teaching in next week. I have
already know
plan to school, so I'm follow the plan. I have one way. For example, in tournament, one example, but you understand my follow the plan. In tournament, I sometimes you fall in one position. I'm not teaching that position for you yet. But if you understand my mind, if you understand my plan, I'm talking to you, no, make this, put your hand in that place, know that. And you make that position, but I never teach in that position for you, but you understand
right.
because you understand my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'm teaching here in the school and talking to the guys, I know the position no make sense for you, but I have plan. So follow the plan. Follow the plan because I have one way. If you understand my way, I have a lot of options in the part that way. And if you understand my mind, I'm talking to you, you understand better.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes sense for you because you understand my way. For example, I have a lot of forms to make one arm bar, for example. But I'm not teaching all arm bar for you. But if you understand my way, my mind, I'm talking to you in the tournament. No, make this. And you make the arm bar, but you never learn that arm bar. But you understand my mind.
Right.
So follow the plan.
And that's why it's so important.
Because this, I follow the plan a lot. Sometimes I don't know what God wants in my life, but I follow the plan.
That's cool.
Do you know?
Yes,
I understand. I'm looking my life. I'm praying every day about this because, God, I'm going your plan. I don't know what your plan for me yet, complete plan, but I'm follow the plan. If you move, I move. If you're talking, I move. If you show me, I move. So God open the doors. But if you know pass for the door, mm-hmm. you don't make nothing.
You don't go through the door.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. What the
go through the door.
Yes. If you don't go through of the door, you don't make nothing. Right. I'm open the door for you. I'm teaching the training for you. But if you no use this, it's your choice. It's not my choice. I make my choice. And I make my choice every day. But I'm talk to God. Hey God, I'm follow the plan. If you open the doors, I'm go. I'm enter.
Right.
But I'm enter in the doors. God open, know my doors.
Right.
Do you know?
I
move of God. In the same, I make my students. I'm open the doors for you. I'm teaching. I'm listens a lot. I'm prepare my plan to class. Plan to class is correct?
Yeah. Yes. The plan to class.
Yes. I'm prepare my class in all my class. But you use if you want.
Right.
It's not mandatory. Do you know?
Right.
So. I'm follow the plan. If you like that plan, follow the plan too. Come on.
Well, you know? I think that's why, you know, in closing here, we're going to get ready for class soon. But I think I've said this, I know last time we spoke, and I'm not just saying this, I've told other people this, I'm not just saying this because I'm blowing smoke up your rear end. I think listening to you and people who listen to you now, I think that's why you're having the success that you're having so far with your school growing. You know, I was so proud this morning. I was watching the Instagram stories or something. And I saw your classes now. Now we got, you know, two lines now.
Yes,
two
I'm lines. Happy because it's growing so fast.
You know, last time you and I did a podcast, some classes 4 people, some classes 6-7 people. Now it's 10, 12, sometimes every class, it's growing. And
yes.
And I think the reason why is because, look, if you're just looking for jujitsu, okay?
Yeah,
follow
sure.
me here. If you're just looking for jujitsu, and that's all you care about, there are plenty of schools you can go to.
Yeah.
Okay, first off. If all you're looking for is jujitsu, okay, you can go anywhere. Now, if you're looking for, how do I say this? Without, I'm not being disrespectful to anyone else,
mm-hmm.
but the fact of the matter, the reality is, your level, you personally, not the school, I'm going to talk about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Your level as a jiu-jitsu player, practitioner, is very high level. And so if you're looking, if I'm coming into jiu-jitsu and I'm looking not just for jiu-jitsu, I'm looking for the highest level, very high level, well-respected, good jiu-jitsu. If that's all I'm looking for, okay, it's here also in you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm looking for jiu-jitsu, and then I want high-level jiu-jitsu. But I also want the environment. I also want the inclusiveness.
Yes.
You understand the inclusiveness that you have here. I also want maybe some guidance in just philosophy of life. Or I also want that environment of being a part of something. Or I also want that community. Whatever it is, is also here. And so I think, personally, that's why you're already experiencing the growth that you're experiencing. Is the bottom line is because you're not just good at jiu-jitsu, you're a good man, you know, you're a good family man, your wife and you have a great team and your son. And I think you are able to connect with people on multiple levels.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important, and I think that's why you're doing so well here.
Yes. The life, it's so hard, no. I'm trying to go easy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is my mind. Hey, go easy. Do you know?
Take it easy.
I like take it easy. Yeah. So that's good. I'm so happy because the school growing a lot and so fast. Mm-hmm. So fast or so fast? So, yeah, so faster, right. So fast. Yeah, growing so fast. But I really, really need, you stay happy, close to me too. Mm. For example, Luciana make a business plan and business marketing. Market plan and business plan. Mm-hmm. In the business plan, I'm growing a lot and faster than my business plan, the Luciana's business plan.
Okay.
And I'm follow her business plan. Uh-huh. I'm follow the market plan because Luciana expend time this and I'm follow the plan.
Understand.
This is methodology of my life. Mm-hmm. I'm follow Luciana's plan. Hey, Leo, now it's time to make this. I make this. Mm-hmm. I know make the business plan. Luciana make, I'm follow her plan. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm go easy. I'm take it easy all the time. I know have, in Luciana's plan, no have contract. For example, you no have contract here.
Right.
If you have, bro, you stay side by side here and help me and grow with me. Mm-hmm. If you no have, that's good, my brother. High five. Looking for your where you feel good.
Yeah.
You feel good in yoga. You feel good in the other school jiu-jitsu. You feel like the environment, academy jiu-jitsu, grocery, da, da, da. No, here is a family environment because my son train here, my wife train here, I'm training here. So this is environment. It's so important for me because I'm stay here. And that vibe have here is so important for me because I need feel happy and I need you feel happy too. So I'm put, for example, I no have contract. If you stay happy, you stay. If you feel happy, you stay here. If you no happy, man, go. You just talking to me, no, 30 days, no, that's okay, I'm good, I like the experience, but you like yoga, you go to yoga, you like the other school, you go to the other school. If you like a gym environment, is not a school environment, is a different, is a family environment, here you go, but I need you to stay happy, because I need you not have bad experience with jiu-jitsu. Because if you have bad experience with jiu-jitsu, you no looking for jiu-jitsu in other school or in my school. Mm-hmm. You stop to jiu-jitsu because you have bad experience about jiu-jitsu. I need you have a good experience here or in the other school or wherever you stay, because the jiu-jitsu make a option for everybody. For example, no, I don't like the vibe the other school because gym environment is a competition environment, so I don't like this, but jiu-jitsu it's so fun. Maybe if you're looking for that opportunity, you like it's not I don't like, but jiu-jitsu it's fun, so this is but if you have a bad experience for no man jiu-jitsu it's this because this is grosser guys, so it's a bad experience and no option more for you or the other people.
Right.
Do you understand? So I need you feel happy here. Mm-hmm. And I think the people feel happy here, and the that points that market plan, business plan, my skills, Luciana, administration, everything's make growing so fast.
Yes.
And the environment my students have here, everything's make growing a lot and faster the same now. I'm happy. I'm happy the results. Luciana have the results too. And everything, I'm happy. In Rio, I'm happy for everything.
Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time. We're definitely going to do this again. I think we'll do it more often. We said this last time, and I was out last month, and I really appreciate it. I think everyone's going to enjoy listening to this again. And we're about to have class. I'm going to finally get my butt back in here, so I'm excited. Thank you so much. For those of you listening, if you have any questions, you can email us, drop a line. All the information's in the bio of the show, or you can simply look up Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu, North Texas. And if you're not here, if you're listening anywhere else around the country, worst case scenario, you find a Jiu-Jitsu school somewhere, slap on a gi, and see what it's like to get your neck choked. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my brother. And thank you so much, the opportunity. I really, really appreciate this. Thanks so much, Orlando.
Thank you all for listening, and be peace.